This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A draft opinion suggests the Supreme Court could be ready to overturn the Roe versus Wade ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The document published in Politico strongly suggests at least 5 of the 9 justices voted to overrule Roe shortly after hearing a case in December challenging Mississippi's abortion ban after 15 weeks. In what's labeled a first draft of the court's opinion, Justice Samuel Alito writes, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. The opinion essentially states there is no constitutional right to abortion, and that it's time to return the issue to the people's elected representatives. That echoes what Justice Brett Kavanaugh said during the Mississippi arguments.
Why should this court be the arbiter?
It's unclear if the draft represents the final word on Roe from the High Court, which is expected to rule on the case as soon as next month. The leak itself is an extraordinary breach of the court's secretive processes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday blasted the radical draft opinion, suggesting the Supreme Court may be poised to overturn the landmark decision, saying it would threaten other rights if it holds up.
It goes far beyond the concern of whether or not there is the right to choose. It goes to other basic rights, the right to marry, the right to determine a whole range of things. Because one of the issues that this court, many of the members of the court, a number of the members of the court have not acknowledged is that there is a right to privacy in our Constitution. I strongly believe there is.
If you'd like to know more about this or any of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian troops shelled and bombed the Azovstal steel plant in Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol Tuesday, confirming earlier reports of strikes on the encircled plant, where the mayor said more than 200 civilians were still trapped. According to the RIA news agency, Russia's defense ministry said its forces had started to destroy Ukrainian firing positions established after the defenders, quote, took advantage, end quote, of a UN-brokered ceasefire that had allowed several groups of civilians to escape the plant in the previous 2 days. Britain believes the Russian military is significantly weaker as a result of the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The British Defence Ministry tweeted that Russia's military is now both materially and conceptually weaker as a result of its invasion of Ukraine. The tweet went on to say that Russia's forces will struggle to regain their strength as they will be exacerbated by sanctions. The ministry believed the result of the war on Russia's forces will have a lasting impact on its ability to deploy conventional military force. The tweet added that despite a much bigger military budget, Russia was still unable to dominate Ukraine. The ministry blames this on failures both in strategic planning and operational execution. Karen Chamas, London.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told French counterpart Emmanuel Macron Tuesday the West must stop supplying weapons to Ukraine and accused Kyiv of not taking talks to end the conflict seriously, the Kremlin said. Putin accused Ukrainian forces of committing war crimes and claiming the EU was ignoring them. Thousands of people fled a northern Iraqi town amid fierce clashes between the army and a militia linked to a Kurdish separatist group, the military and local Iraqi Kurdish officials said Monday. At least 3,000 people left Sinjar and its surrounding areas, the officials said, and headed farther north toward the semi-autonomous Kurdish region to seek asylum. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador will embark Thursday on a tour of Central America and Cuba as his country braces for increased flows of U.S.-bound migrants from the region. López Obrador is expected to use the rare foreign trip to promote his vision of regional economic development. The 4-day tour will include stops in 3 of the main countries where migrant caravans originate, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The Mexican leader has urged the United States to invest in economic development in Central America to generate jobs so people do not flee poverty. And recapping our top story. A draft opinion suggests the U.S. Supreme Court could be ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.